Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to the recording of our service for Easter morning. Today we do celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the sure sign from God that Christ's work of salvation is complete and available to all who trust in his name. So, welcome to the service. We're going to begin with the singing of hymn number 475, Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts to Heaven. Okay, I've got it wrong. 477, that's right. Thank you. Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We'll pray the introit for this Easter Sunday in unison. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Our next hymn is 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Christ is risen today, alleluia, our triumphant holy day, alleluia. Who did once upon the cross, alleluia, suffer to of praise, then let us sing, alleluia, unto Christ our heavenly King, alleluia, who endured the cross and grave, alleluia, sinners to redeem and save. Alleluia. But the pains which he endured, alleluia, our salvation have procured. Sing, alleluia. Sing we to our God above, alleluia. Praise eternal as his love, alleluia. Praise him, all ye heavenly. Son and Holy Ghost, alleluia. The gospel reading for this Easter Sunday is taken from Matthew chapter 28. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, and go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord this Easter Sunday. Now, if we listen carefully to Matthew, we begin to realize what a surprise Jesus' resurrection was. As Kathy Armstrong, one of our beloved members, has often said to me, we understand all these things, Jesus' death and resurrection, because we have the benefit of the New Testament and of historical perspective. But what was it like for them going through all of this? Well, Matthew tells us that Easter was shocking, terrifying, and awesome in the true sense of the word. Though Jesus' enemies remembered his claim that he would rise from the dead on the third day, they never thought it could really happen. Instead, they guessed that his disciples might stage a false resurrection by stealing his body from the tomb where Joseph of Arimathea had laid it. So, with Pilate's permission, they had the stone in front of the tomb sealed shut, and they posted a guard of soldiers to watch the tomb and prevent such a hoax from being staged. They need not have feared any such trouble from the disciples, though. Judas was dead, having hanged himself from a tree for his dark deed of betrayal. Peter continued to lament his shameful cowardice for three times denying Jesus. And the rest of the disciples? Well, having seen their shepherd struck down by the authorities, they went into hiding, fearful that they too would suffer the same fate as their Lord. Even Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, probably Jesus' mother, hoped for nothing more than to be allowed to enter that tomb and to complete the burial preparations for Jesus' body that had been hastily begun by Joseph. The promise that Jesus would rise from the dead, though announced by him at least four times in Matthew's gospel, was the furthest thing from the minds of Jesus' heartbroken band of followers. However, the words of Jesus do not depend on the faith of any fallen human being for their power. Apart from any human cooperation, they accomplish exactly what they promise. So neither the seal placed on the tomb, nor the watchful guards outside it, nor even the disciples' deep despair and wrenching grief could prevent Jesus from rising from the dead. Instead of finding Jesus wrapped in linen and resting in the tomb, the two Marys felt the earth move under their feet in an earthquake, and they saw an angel sitting upon the rock that had blocked off the tomb entrance. The guards, who were supposed to be watching that tomb, lay on the ground in a catatonic shock, motionless there. The angel blazed with glory, too bright to look at, and the women themselves quaked with fear in his presence. But he spoke to cheer and comfort them. "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." They looked inside that empty tomb, and at the angel's bidding, then they made their way back to the hiding place of the disciples with the rest of the angel's message to report. "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him." As they turned away in joyful, fearful excitement, another surprise. Jesus greeted them and stood before them. First, an angel appearance, and now Jesus himself. The poor women fell to the ground and crawled to Jesus and held on to his feet in bewildered worship. It was Jesus alive. They knew him by the sound of his voice. They remembered his words, but this was all so much to take in. Jesus comforted them and he reminded them of their mission to go to the disciples with the news of his resurrection. Go tell my brothers. Brothers, Jesus said. Peter, who had denied knowing him three times, the others who had deserted him in Gethsemane to be arrested by Judas's mob, Jesus would call them brothers. He still did it. After all that they had failed to do for him, glory and wonder was this resurrection of his. Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. He had promised that he would. Still today, that's a lot to take in. What does it all mean for us that Jesus rose from the dead? The resurrection of Jesus confirms the truth of everything that our Lord taught and promised. That Jesus said that God's kingdom, his reign, was present and active in him. Demons, stormy winds, and all manner of sickness and disease had submitted to Jesus' commands during the day of his ministry. Jesus also said that he had come to demonstrate the humility and love of God's reign. He came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life to redeem many. Repeatedly, Jesus told his disciples that he was going to Jerusalem to die and that he would rise from the dead on the third day. Die he did. But if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then all that he taught and said about the kingdom of God is a false nobleman's utopian pipe dream. But Christ did rise from the dead, just as he said. The two women named Mary saw and heard him. They held on to his feet. Later, all 11 of the disciples would see him, touch him, and eat and pray with him. On many occasions not mentioned by Matthew, Jesus came to his disciples and he taught them more about God's kingdom. God reigns through Jesus, his son. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. For now, God's kingdom is hidden from our eyes, just as it was usually hidden in the human flesh of Jesus during his earthly life. But the kingdom of God and of his risen Son comes to us still through his word that declares to us that Jesus' death has delivered us from the death sentence that hung over us and over all human beings because of Adam's disobedience. Jesus shouldered the load of our sin and carried it to the cross as his own. He made himself the final sacrifice for sin, fulfilling all the promises of the Old Testament sacrifices with the shedding of his own holy blood. He drank the full cup of God's holy anger at sin, suffering the punishment of hell for fallen humanity. Jesus died our death to open the kingdom of God for us through faith in him. His resurrection declares that it is so. Through baptism and believing that Jesus is risen from the dead, we receive the same gracious name that Jesus gave to his disciples. We are his brothers and his sisters by grace. Through the living Christ, God has become our true Father and we his true daughters and sons. God does not remember any of our failures or sins against him, for his Son atoned for them all with his death. He forgives us completely for the sake of his Son's sacrifice. God declares us right and holy in his sight because of the obedience of his Son in life and death. He hears the prayers that we offer him with faith in Jesus, and he helps us. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, he helps us to live in the ways of his kingdom according to the teachings of Jesus, his Son. The kingdom of God and his risen Son will not remain hidden within God's words of promise forever, though. The resurrection of Jesus marked the dawning of the new age of peace, divine glory and eternal life that he promised. Christ will come again, not to suffer and die for our sins, but to bring the complete revelation of his kingdom with glory far beyond our imagining. Jesus is risen from the dead and as the first fruits, and all who believe in him will follow him in resurrection harvest on that glorious day, the day of his return. So as we continue our journey through this world that is still marred by sin, death, and sorrow, the Holy Spirit bids us to keep our ears tuned to the words of our risen Lord, that we may live in the hope of his glory now and forever. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Just waiting on an iPad. Let us join our hearts together in prayer to God through faith in our risen Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. O risen Savior, set our tongues free to confess your resurrection before a world still captive to sin and death. Give us courage to go to every place and to speak in every language the salvation won for us upon the cross and the hope granted to us of life that death cannot overcome. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, make us to burn with the fire of your love, that we may love you above all things and love our neighbors as ourselves. Deliver us from fear and relieve the anxiety of our hearts, that we may live out fully the hope planted within us and the new lives we received in the waters of our baptism. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, anoint the words of those who preach to us your gospel and open our ears to hear with faith all that he has done to save us. Raise up many who will serve you in the various callings of your church and who will serve us in your name with your gifts and your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of Justin, our prime minister, John, our premier, the chief medical officers of our country and provinces. Guide them according to your word, that their labors for our nation's health and welfare may not be in vain, nor forgetful of the vulnerable, aging, and unemployed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, across our nation so many are imprisoned. Bless all prison workers, that they may be humane and serve with integrity. Bless those incarcerated with hope for the future, an amendment of life. Help them to serve their sentences with patience and trust in you, and bless their families who love them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of those who cry out to you in any need, especially the sick, the disabled, the wounded in spirit, those who suffer mental illness, and those in their last days on earth. Especially do we remember before you in our hearts give them grace according to their need and sustain them in their afflictions to the day when their sufferings will be exchanged for glory in the life to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, accept the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving from our lips, that we and our the tithes and offerings that we direct to our church these days. Increase in the hearts of your people delight in your mercy, gratitude for your blessings, and eagerness to support the mission of your church in word and deed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All praise to you, dear Father in heaven, for you have opened to us the way to eternal life in the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for all those who have gone before us in the faith and now rest from their labors. Keep us in that same faith and embolden us by your resurrection to be fearless in the face of disease, chaos, loneliness, and every sorrow of this world. Give us, with Job, the solemn expectation to cheer us that our Redeemer lives, and we too shall be resurrected and glorified to live with him in his eternal kingdom. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our resurrected Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. Remember us, Jesus, in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing hymn 466.
Christ is arisen, alleluia. Rejoice and praise him, alleluia. For our Redeemer burst from the tomb, even from death dispelling its gloom. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. For 3 long days the grave did its worst, until its strength by God was dispersed. He who gives life did death undergo, and in its conquest his might did show. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. The angel said to them, do not fear. You look for Jesus who is not here. See for yourselves, the tomb is all bare. Only the grave clothes are lying there. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. Go spread the news, he's not in the grave. He has arisen this world to save. Jesus' redeeming labors are done. Even the battle with sin is won. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. Christ has arisen, he sets us free. Alleluia, to him praises be. Jesus is living, let us all sing. He reigns triumphant, heavenly King. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia.
Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia. Our risen Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Easter.